this old Big L.
He Sounds Much Taller, Memoirs of a Radio Pirate, Part 1. Written and read by Dave Cash. Well, since The Boat That Rocked, many people have commented about how close the film was to reality. Well, I interviewed the writer and director Richard Curtis at the time the film was released, and he summed it up far better than I could. He said he was one of the kids who used to listen to us under the covers. Would you believe? He said the film was how he wanted us to be. And he also said that he was a comedy writer, and he felt sure that Tarantino would do a better job of the real story. Well, I don't think it was quite Pulp Fiction, but it had its moments. And here are a few of them. But before we start with the story of Radio London, here's a brief history of my very early life.
Wonderful Big L, wonderful.
Chapter 1. I grew up the constant foreigner. I was born David Charles Wish in Bushey, Hertfordshire, on the 18th of July, 1942. We lived in Edgware, Middlesex, but the local hospital had recently been visited by the German Air Force, and what was left had no spare room for birthing babies. At the time of my birth, my father was a sick bay attendant on Her Majesty's battleship King George V, surviving mountainous seas and German U-boats somewhere between Scapa Flow and the northern coast of Russia. I didn't spend any real time with him until I was 3 years old. In 1947, the three of us emigrated to Canada, my mother retaining her English accent at all costs, and my father endlessly enthusing about life in the New World. Now, hindsight being such an exact science, I now know the trip to Canada at the tender age of 5 forged my entire life. Firstly, I learned to sleep in a confined space, something I would need in future life. We sailed on the Empress of France. Our accommodation comprised of a 2-bunk cabin for Mum and Dad and a 2-seat cabin sofa for me. We then travelled 7 days by train to Vancouver. Once again, 2 bunks, 1 sofa. I didn't care. The train trip across Canada prairies and the Rocky Mountains filled this 5-year-old's mind with awesome pictures I will always remember. In our first home at 5696 Aberdeen Street, Vancouver, my room was only 5 foot wide, so Dad built me a bunk so I could have storage space underneath. Then he built shelves on top. An old school chum of mine, Rick Lane, said sleeping in my bed must be coffin practice, and he was right. Again, I didn't care. I was warm and comfortable in that bed, and that's all that mattered to me. I was enrolled at Carlton Primary School and immediately became known as the boy with the funny accent, a title that would follow me all my life, albeit tempered these days with, "I know that voice." On my 9th birthday, my parents decided they would send me to summer camp in the Okanagan Valley for 2 weeks. They meant well, I'm sure, but from the first, "Happy birthday, David, we have a special present for you," I felt a chill of trepidation. The experience proved horrendous. Thinking about it still makes me shiver. If I say monster mosquitoes, cold showers, ice-cold rivers, and a gang of 5 who picked on all of us in turn, extorting half of any luxury we had, I think you'll get the picture. On the 6th day, I escaped the compound, ran into the woods and up a small hill. From the hilltop, I could see the camp below. It reminded me of pictures my father had taken of Second World War concentration camps, albeit without the barbed wire. And instead of Nazi uniforms, the camp monitors wore red T-shirts with "Ask Me" printed on the front and "Follow Me" on the back. They strolled around the perimeter's fence, a megaphone clasped firmly in their hands, into which they would occasionally shout, "Don't run in the showers! Stand clear of the swing area!" I didn't want to run away. I just wanted to escape for a while. I strolled over the crest of the hill and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?